sales right now are so good, and it's like not even sale time.
For what now?
Just in general, sales on Steam are so good, and it's not even sale. Like Metaphor ReFantazio is 45% off.
Yeah, Steam has like shifted to this model, I guess is the right word, of like miniature sales all the time.
But they still do the big ones.
And then they still do the big ones. But I think, truthfully, they have started saying that, like, we're going to keep doing the big ones because they're popular and stuff, but that actually it's better for the games to do the mini sales.
Because they get hype.
Get more exposure, too, which is, like, the number one thing, right? Like, you know, the games are drowning out there in these days.
It's funny that so much stuff, right, like about how games are struggling and game studios are shutting down and the buy-ups by the mega corporations are causing layoffs. And you still look at Steam and you're like, there's 100 new games today. Mm-hmm. There's crazy games I would never have thought possible, like Star Trek Voyager Across the Universe or
right,
whatever.
Yeah, what a crazy idea. It's like, oh man.
And Silk Song's going to be the biggest game of the year. And it hasn't even come out yet. And yep. That's made by like 17 people in Australia that don't even know what Jira is.
I dispute exactly how many people worked on the thing. Like, they're like, oh, we're a small studio. It's like, okay, but like, how many contractors, though? You know?
Yeah.
And like, maybe it is still a small group, I'm sure. But
they still said that it's not a very big group, and that they do not use any other stuff. I'm turning all these overlays off. Screw you, Discord. I think that's what caused the problems before with my recordings.
Mm.
Oh, do I play this with controller?
I do. There are keyboard.
I do too.
There are keyboard controls, but I use a controller.
I think I play this with a controller, which means I got to turn this controller on that's sitting on this desk. Oh, man, that feels good.
Better if you want to use the controller to have the controller be on. I can confirm that. So, unfortunately, Andy, you're going to have to invite me to your game, because if I invite you to my game, the campaign is finished.
Oh, well, I was wondering, do we do something other than the campaign? Or do we have to go into the campaign to do that anyway?
I think you are going to want to play the campaign.
Okay.
We could jump into some of the PvE mode stuff. My character is a little higher level and would probably make it easier, which is fine. But if you don't remember how to play the campaign, we'll be more helpful at that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have to reach the crash site.
Okay, you have to add me to your squad.
Edit squad?
Yes.
Invite menu? That's weird. You have to like hold two buttons at the same time?
I don't think it should be.
Edit squad. Invite menu.
We are at war. Death waits for all of us.
There's menu chatter? There's menu chatter in this game.
I don't know what that means.
Like, my characters were still talking while I was in the menus. Crazy. Crazy for being a space marine.
All right.
All right, that's gun.
Yeah, so left trigger, zoom, aim, you know, right trigger, shoot the gun. Left bumper is like parry stuff. Oh, hey, pay attention to the stuff about the jump pack.
All right, jumping high. Long dash in the air or in the ground. Charge ground pound.
If you
press left stick to hover in the air during your jump.
Yeah, it doesn't let you hover very long. Just FYI.
All right, let's do some of this here. All right, we're hovering. All right. Cool. We're doing a jump. Ground pound. Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, ground pound that way. You have to be in the air to do the ground pound?
Yes. And you'll see the little marker once you get up in the air, and then you hold the attack button, melee attack, and it'll, like, jam.
Melee attack. Which button's that?
Right that bumper button. By default.
Yeah, yeah.
We're using
Xbox terminology. Switch weapons.
Yeah, switch weapon is down on the D-pad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Dims. I think we got enough to probably do this version of the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to... What?
The Space Marines normally have, like, middle abilities, but in this case, all of our middle abilities that have been replaced by the jump pack. Yeah.
Right.
And you can, like, ground pound out of the hover and stuff, too, right?
Right. Oh, you're down there already.
Yeah, because the ground pound moves very fast.
Okay. We're going to play Space Marine. We're going to try and talk while we play Space Marine, which is always a mistake.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But that's okay. Plasma pistol.
Oh, yeah.
How do I switch for that? Let's see. X. Oh, it's, yeah, okay, cool. I was making sure it didn't switch for that for my bolter.
So I think we got to, like, go up.
Charge it.
Let's see if we can jump. Is this okay, nope, yep. I can't get
there. There was, like, a doorway over here that didn't look exactly like a doorway.
Yeah, I think
maybe we got to go up here.
I think we got to go up here.
Yeah, we got to go up. It's a vertical level, JJ. Vertical.
Yes.
We've introduced verticality, as they say. You think you can make that jump? Oh, you want to make that jump.
There is also a dash while you're in the air, I believe.
Yeah. Do you see the weapon up there? Yeah.
Where? Oh, is there stuff over there?
How do you... Oh, there you go. That's how you do it. Yeah, there's like a bolt carbine. Ooh. Bolt pistol.
I already have a heavy bolt pistol, so I'm not going to swap for that, but
what's
carbine instead of my other
Anything
gun?
Good?
Maybe.
What's this? Ooh, Melta rifle?
That seems alright.
Yeah. I'm going to try that out. Plasma pistol Melta rifle.
Cool.
I feel like, you know in 40K, when you play it on tabletop, how you, like, kit out a squad too much?
Yeah.
And then they die, like, weapons. Immediately?
Yep. Not enough just guns. You're like,
I'm glad I wasted all those points. I don't know. People probably don't know what I'm talking about.
That's
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know. But as the 40K universe begins to expand here with what movies and shows and...
All right, so we got to clear that gap.
Oh, okay. It's on...
No, damn it. No. All right.
Oh, I saw a thing up there.
Yep, that's where we're going now.
Oh, up there?
Yeah.
Oh, so we weren't supposed to go down here?
No, well, we definitely weren't supposed to go down here, but the thing up there is we want a special thing, right?
Yeah, I do. So we got to get back up there somehow.
Ah, damn it. I thought I could...
Oh, no.
Two-stage process. To get back to that... Oh, we got bad guys? Oh, no.
We do?
No, I thought we did.
Oh. Oh, no, I was doing the ground pound or whatever to try and get up. Oh, I hit the ceiling. Great, wonderful. The 40K universe is going to expand, JJ.
Is it?
Oops, I'm stuck. There we go. Yeah, I mean, they're on that show, right? The Sony almost show.
Here we go. Made it up here. All right.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, it's a data slate.
We love audio logs.
Okay.
And I skipped it. All right. Well, yo, hey, it's all good, man.
What's up there?
Oops, now I missed the other jump. Dang it.
I cannot fathom this. Personal log, cycle 43.
Okay, so now we can go to that intermediate ridge and continue forward. Or did you already?
I'm going to have to skip all this. This is too much to listen to right now.
Oh, dude, there's so much lore in this game if you want it.
Yeah. No, all my... Oh, we got to fight, so I guess...
We don't have to fight.
Time to fight.
You can continue telling your story if you want.
The 40K universe is expanding, my guy.
Yeah.
In terms of its knowledge to most people, right? Like, the world of people that are going to know about it are going to be... I'm getting shot from somewhere.
Oh, there's a lot of bad guys here. Okay. The blue circles and or the, like, orange circles are basically your, like, hey, get out of the way things, if you see them.
Okay.
So, like, blue is meant for you to use the, like, parry ability, which is your left bumper, and the orange ones are meant for you to dodge, which I believe is A by default.
Oh, that didn't help. That was a waste of time. No. Don't damage my armor, my guy.
Ooh, stalker bolt me. Rifle.
Well, airborne, hold left trigger and right trigger to shoot. Okay.
Yeah, so cool. You can definitely do, like, you know, airborne melee and shooting if you decide.
How's this
that
gun
that's...
work? That didn't
do
anything.
Time to ground pound right on this guy. Let's go. And then eventually you'll get those, like, you know, when you get up on them, you'll see execute. You can, I think, click one of the sticks.
Yeah.
You do the big move to murder the crap out of them. The benefit of that, of course, is that it restores your armor, which is good and useful.
Yes. I remember that. That was important to do that.
Yes.
Executes were good, I recall. I don't seem to understand the Melta rifle very well.
I think it's just a big, like, shotgun, effectively, right?
Yeah, it seems like a shotgun. Yeah, it doesn't seem to have a range to it. Oh, that was the wrong button. I hit the wrong button.
All right.
Okay, we got some armor back from doing an execute. That was good. Do some stims.
Yeah, are they still? Oh, they're coming at us from above still.
Oh, we got to go up, huh?
Yep.
I got to say, I wish I had my bolter. That's all. Got to get my bolter back at some point. Frag grenade. Oh, here we go. Bolt rifle with grenade launcher. I'll take
all right,
that.
Well, that seems fine.
I don't know how to use the grenade launcher. I forget that part.
I think it's... Nope, I'm not going to claim that I know.
It's like a mode thing. Where are we going?
All right. So I think
where
we move
went.
Forward.
Where
are
you guys go?
Next to me, or are you across the way? You are across the way.
Where do you see? Oh, you're over there. I had to turn names off because it's like a billion percent harder.
Yeah, it clutters the screen a lot.
To see. And also for editing, like taking names out and stuff.
Yeah. The names also constantly show up along the left side of the screen, just FYI.
True, yes. I did know that. Okay. However, they are not usually in the way. You can make them smaller.
Yeah.
More Xenos abominations.
Oop. Ammo, yes.
Sword
good.
Biomass.
It,
The crash site is
oops.
On the other side of that.
Okay, that's...
How do I change to the grenade launcher?
Is it Zoethrope? Zoethrope? Place them. Oh yeah, I forgot this gun has a zoom. That's awesome.
Ouch. Oh, it's a Zanthrope.
Oh, never mind. There's like a whole bunch of them jumping up the hill.
Oh, how do I... Oops, I pushed the wrong button. At least I'm not throwing grenades all the time like last time.
Did we learn our buttons this time?
I mean, we're getting there.
All right, I'm okay. Now it is time to get off. Oh, this gun is empty. All right. Well, that was not helpful.
Stop at nothing. We must reach the crest site.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, you thought that was cute, little dude? I just ripped your head off. How do you feel about that?
Oh boy.
Move it.
Oh, I keep running into the sides of things.
That guy jumped at me, and I just met him in the air with my chainsword and cut him in half.
That was cool. That was a good ground pound. Killed a lot of people. Ooh. Uh-oh. Oh, I did it! I did it! I got the thing off.
Which one?
Block.
Get those trousers in position.
So there's our actual goal here is to blow up a place wall, some bombs. Right? Yeah, we don't actually have, and the enemies will just keep spawning.
Oh, they will. I was just about to axe.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna go. I got it.
Yeah, if you're near one of the bomb sites, I'm near it.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. Well, I should try. Actually,
you can apparently get shot while doing it. That's cool.
Oh yeah, of course you can. Come on, man. What kind of game do you think this is?
How do I blow it up? Oh, we gotta blow another wall.
Yeah, okay. I think you just place them all and they blow up in the cutscene for you.
Alright, I'm at the next one. Alright, please don't die while I'm
placed. No, I'm placing.
Oh, I'm gonna get sniped while doing it? Aw, lame.
Alright, I placed one.
Get those trotters in position.
Oh, I'm poisoned. Oh, no.
Oh, the other one is down. Okay. That's why I couldn't find it.
Xenos toxins.
Uh-oh.
I'm Xenos toxined.
Reload.
The foul Xenos are toxining you.
Oh, I'm like really toxined. That sucked.
Okay.
Blast area.
Should probably clear the blast area, whatever that means. Oh. Okay. Little directive asks me to assemble.
Yeah, I was asked to assemble as well.
Blow it! What's pressure?
Oh, I need this life gain here. Thank you.
Here we go.
Didn't give me any life gain? Why? Oh, we're getting a video. Okay.
I detonated it.
Well, you did? Okay. Cool.
One thing that is fun about this game is it's very much like a bro's adventure journey through, like, murdering evil aliens or whatever.
I think the thing that it reminds me of is how they probably really wanted to make this with Dawn of War 2, right? Like, that game is literally like, well, we don't have the money, but we have this other engine, so let's make a tactical shooter without it being a shooter, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this game really does follow that original Space Marine, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
but this is that game, Dawn of War 2, you know?
Yeah, sure, right. And, you know, Dawn of War 2 was super popular, and then they made Space Marine, and then they're like, oh, well, that game was good.
Man, do you remember Tau Fire Warrior?
Nope. Never played that game.
You have emulating capability. I'm sure no one's going to come after you for
Tau Fire Warrior. Yeah,
I might be on GOG also. Actually, it is on GOG. I know that it is. I'm guessing it's not the Rubicon surgery.
Titus has a history with Chaos, if you don't remember.
I do. But why can we fly in a gunship when we had to walk here? I don't like that.
We started this mission already on this planet, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we got redirected to this crash site, and now they are, you know, the tech priest people are catching up to try and figure out whatever was in the shuttle that is dead, right?
Mm-hmm. clearly there's some sort of problem here more than the Tyranids, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't see all this stuff on the little chaos star there, which not supposed to be, I guess, probably. But oh.
Yeah, that's bad, obviously.
We don't like that. We don't like that.
No.
JJ.
It doesn't look good.
As an often Inquisitor player in RPG settings and or Grey Knights, I don't like it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem good. I would say that has the foul stench of the enemy.
Sure, sure does. JJ, I'm going to go play some Magic tonight, I think, in person.
Oh, yeah? Something.
Akarai, yeah. Will not deceive us, Gadriel. Oh.
Ordeal complete.
Where did Dimitri and Titus serve previously? And why is he back in battle so soon after such grievous surgery? Sergeant Ventiad spoke of a dead lieutenant. Brother, are you recovered?
I am.
Whee.
The apothecary should run
I forget that this story game does story
do
while
the
we do stuff.
Nor the time
yeah.
For such a process. Magos Gallio also expressed his concern.
So is you gonna play a commander knight or something?
If there is any risk of
yeah, I think it sounds like we're gonna do some commander, maybe some standard.
Wait.
I've got some choices on decks.
You have standard decks?
Yeah, I bought those. The one we played at Comic Con. We played the trial or what do they call them? Starter kits.
Uh huh.
So I've got some starter kit standard decks. I have them from Bloomborough and from Final Fantasy. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, something if that's like play. A standard tournament, you're going to get rolled.
Oh, no, I don't think it's this tournament.
You can go listen to this priest give a sermon in here if you want, but it is not the actual goal. The ammo cherubs over there in the corners.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to cough. Off mic. It's just never ending, man. I like this cherub situation. How do you feel about we didn't finish talking about the expansion of 40K, but I mean, the lore is going to change with this Henry Cavill show. I'm sure the lore has been changing, the Primaris stuff, the new stuff with the possible, Horus Heresy ending.
So I think I'm okay with the Horus Heresy stuff ending. Like, you know, it truthfully always has been a, like, retelling of the past, right? So it was like getting to the end of the story friggin' finally. Like,
yeah,
how long did it take them just to tell this?
Yeah, well, they also changing some of it, right? Like the new stuff about the Emperor and all that,
retconning some stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, look, it is what it is. I don't know how I feel about like some of the retcons to the Emperor specifically. I don't know that I like have spent enough time to be aware of what those are, but
yeah,
you know, 40K is a what 70-year-old property or something.
It's pretty old, man.
They're
I mean, 50
gonna
at
have
least.
To reinvent it constantly. So,
work right? of the arch enemy.
I think it started
it
in
was
the
not
70s.
Clear to you. It may have been only a handful of fanatics, a handful of
maybe
cultists
the 80s.
Could not bring down a Thunderhawk.
Yeah, so you know, they want to keep making stuff. They're still making stuff. I mean, shoot, I don't know how I felt when, like, how did you feel when they brought back, what's his face? The,
Robert Guillemon?
Yeah.
The Ultramarines Primarch?
Yeah, the Primarchs, right? They started bringing some of them back. And that was a whole thing. Like, those guys were supposed to have been long gone forever ago and never coming back, and now they are.
Right.
So. Yeah.
I really am not, I love the 40K universe because we played in it. But I'm not invested in, like, you can't do this, you can't do that, in that kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a huge universe, man. And, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of my point, right? It's like, oh, they're doing stuff with the Grey Knights, they're bringing back the Chapter Lord, this or that, or the Primarch, or whatever, and it's like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. It's a magical space fantasy universe, they could do whatever they want, right? Like,
yeah. Splitting the sub-faction and the Mechanicus out is kind of strange, but...
I think the... Yeah, I agree with you, right? And it's like, who are the, like, regular soldiers for the Mechanicus, right? Like, they don't really...
I mean, you and I know why they're doing it, right?
Like, of course, they need, right? Gotta sell models, mechanically, gotta sell stuff, right?
Like, they need mechanically different Imperium armies because people like playing the Imperium.
Right.
And not everyone is going to play Guard. And yeah. Space Marines being all the same is boring on the table.
Right. It's like, oh, are you the blue ones or the yellow ones or the red ones or the gray ones? Or so, you know, Mechanicus makes it interesting from that perspective, right? Not everyone wants to play bad guys, quote unquote, like Necron or Eldar or whatever, right?
On the ship with Nosik. What concern is
earlier? Oh, here we go.
The Mechanicus seemed eager to retrieve it.
Oh, and we don't know.
The enemy left it untouched.
It's not in your business.
Whatever it is.
None of your business.
Without lose, it's useless to us.
Man, not never answers.
The whole story.
Never answers, huh?
Lieutenant, yeah. The journey to Avarax will take time. Enough for a brief diagnostic.
Very diagnostic.
Well, if it will put you at ease. Megas Gallio will be in the armory.
Okay. What diagnostic do we need to do?
Visit the armoring hall.
All right, here we go.
Correcting.
Assemble.
On course. For Ultrava! For the Emperor!
I am curious to see what this Henry Cavill show is, though.
You know, me too. It at least makes me happy that he has some respect for the property, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows if it'll even be any good, right? Because the showrunner can love the property as much as they want, but, like, you don't know what the quality of the show is going to be at the end, right?
I do wonder about it being, like, that mix of digital and live action.
Yeah.
Whatever, is it worth doing that versus what you saw in that animation? Like, should they stick with just, like, animating it and hoping people watch? Or do you think they have to make it live action?
Yeah. I don't know.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Chaplin.
Yeah. My camera collapsed upon it, wants me to go this way.
Wreckage. I am concerned.
A mere side effect of the surgery. I am fully recovered.
Sergeant Gedriel, I trust that you will be close at hand should your brother suffer any further episodes.
Yes, Brother Chaplin.
Oh, that's me.
If the arch enemy is indeed present, any weakness could grow into a cancer of the soul. Bind yourself to the pages of the Codex,
worried.
And it will shield you from the glare of heresy.
My faith is without compromise. I will not waver.
Is it? You're already asking questions, man.
You look tired, Merrick.
I have not shaved
today.
22 hours until
we got new war gear. I forgot about this.
I am greatly concerned.
It was brief. Likely a result of the surgery.
You suffered catastrophic damage to a number of primary organs at the hand of that Carnifex. While in that state, you underwent radical surgery. Your body was ripped open from head to foot.
Why is this guy so worried about us?
Remains undetected. It could cost you your life.
Brother, we cannot afford another episode like that.
The apothecaries may not have time for a thorough diagnostic, but they've given me their sanction to do so.
Now, we're going to get examined by a tech priest and not by a apothecary? That's strange.
Yeah. One of the cool things I think that this game does is over the time they've added a bunch of like in-game achievements and stuff, which they didn't have on the initial thing. And they weave that stuff now into their like PvE and like the ongoing modes, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool, like, oh, it's like find all the data slates and then you get like, you know, credits towards unlocking stuff in the actual, you know, the online modes too, which is a cool way to make the,
I think
the thing relevant, you know?
I think this game is unfortunately up against the juggernaut still, I think, that is Helldivers in terms of multiplayer.
Yeah.
There's just more population there, and it's somewhat similar game.
Yeah. They don't play very similar, having played both, but yeah, it definitely does have a, like, little... It's not nearly as popular as Helldivers, for sure, right?
Stalker bolt rifle? What is this thing?
Different gun?
Yeah. Strong looking. It's got firepower 5+. Why don't we take that? Set active. Plasma pistol. Heck yeah, dude.
Oh, great dude. Gun. Better question we got, is, though, instead of the chain sword, you want the power sword? I want the power sword.
Is it different?
I mean, it's a power sword instead of a...
Yeah, why would you not take a power sword instead of the problem?
Chain sword.
I don't know.
The reasons why would be, you know... like, the chainsword is faster, right? There's a knife also you could take instead. The knife is really fast.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're geared up.
All right, let's go take a new mission.
We're geared up, baby. Oh, we were talking about magic. Yeah, so I'll take some standard decks, and then was wondering what commander decks to take with me, because I think some people are going to play commander too.
Yeah.
Was debating maybe the 40k deck after we played this all day. Sounded like fun.
Yeah, I would recommend, you know, if you're going to play with a group of people you don't know really, or aren't, like, you know, super in tune with, just take, like, a couple, you know, take ones that you know have different ranges of you know, power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take your best one, I guess, whatever you think that is, and then take some pre-built ones that are kind of just like at that power level, and then you can kind of up or down.
I'm sure the best one in my possession is that Tom Bombadil deck, because it has better lands than a pre-con.
Yeah, which is, lands are 100% of being good at magic, effectively.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's funny, though, you say that, and there are very few lands, if any, on the Game Changers list.
Yeah. Which is silly when you think about it, right? Because, like...
I mean, those beta dual lands should be on the Game Changers list, right?
Or
like, alpha, beta,
you know,
whatever they were.
Stuff like Ancient Tomb, right? Which is just straight up, like, a 2 mana for 1 land, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they don't do it because of things like Sol Ring and Arcane Signet and other stuff being legal.
Yeah. I mean, Sol Ring is also like, it's the exception that makes the rule, right? Is like, Sol Ring is too powerful for 1 mana. It should be banned. But
they just keep printing it so that it's not banned.
Well, because they decided that Sol Ring is going to be legal in this format. That's what they decided. Ooh, there's a heal over here, Andy. You probably could grab that.
What is that orange thing over there?
The one that's on fire?
No, the little skull in front of us.
Oh, it's a servo skull?
Oh, okay. I shot at it. Didn't do anything.
Please conduct holy maintenance.
The elevator's inoperative. We must find a way to restore power.
All right.
Servo skull, how do we fix the elevator?
Operation without full repair is unwise. You may override safety protocols via the control room.
Where are jetpacks, man? We could just get down without a jetpack.
Up there! Looks like the control room!
Not on this mission.
The main entrance is destroyed.
Yeah, they don't do well explaining sometimes that jetpacks are, like, super rare and hard to get.
Engines here. Mm-hmm. Your cogitator has remained idle for 3 hours. Please resume your defined functions. All
right. Who's an engines here?
We're going this way. That's what's happening.
Yeah. So there's some stuff in 40K is just so deeply detailed that, like, they don't explain, like, oh yeah, this and that and the other. They're hard to get, or they're hard to find, or they, you know. all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm being very general because there's too much of it to go into specifics, but one of them was the jetpack. It's like the jetpack is not like, oh, everyone can just take a jetpack.
No quarter. Urge them.
Yeehaw.
Man, this gun is strong. Like one shot.
Which one are you using? Is it the heavy carbine?
Yeah. I don't know how to change gun modes. That's a problem. Oops, that was a mistake.
It might be on
changing
the
gun modes.
D-pad.
I tried the D-pad.
Observe this location.
I don't know how to turn that off. Oh, that's grenade.
Yeah,
watch out.
It's not grenade.
It's got to be a stick.
Samus, the fighting's everywhere but here.
No.
What you call this?
Nope, that didn't do it.
Or maybe like click the stick while you have aim up or something.
Nope, that didn't do it.
That's how you zoom, so I figured if your gun doesn't have a zoom, maybe it would switch modes.
Huh. I don't know.
Watch for their lieutenants.
Well, like that other gun I had a grenade launcher on it. Like, how do you use that? You know?
Yeah, like alt fire, right?
Yeah.
World server!
Come chase my steel!
Now, meanwhile, I'm out here just killing Tyranids.
It's alright, man. I'm coming.
The sword is pretty fun.
I overheated my plasma pistol. Power sword's pretty good.
I like the sword. One thing I will say that I do know, I really like the Thunder Hammer in this game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in the campaign, they don't let you use it too frequently.
Weapon. This is too easy.
It is too easy.
The furthest way up is over the rooftops ahead. Clear the way and proceed. The
Tyranids will
make ruin of the entire city given the chance.
Oops.
Yeah, don't
push
hit Y.
Wrong button. Oh, well. Why is change gun in so many games, man?
They have alternate controller layouts, but, I mean, you're already learning it at this point. I don't want to, like, go...
I think that's why this gun is so powerful. It may not actually switch modes. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, not every gun has alternate modes, right?
Yeah.
Let me just lift this
just
giant piece of rock
shit
out of the way.
Sorry, man. I didn't even see it.
No, it's okay. It's my duty as a sworn brother or whatever. Ow.
Yeah.
That man just shot me.
Uh-oh, I can't jump that way. That doesn't work. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Power swords are cool, dude.
Ow. Alright, fine.
Does it restore armor to execute also? Yeah, it does. Totally.
Yes. And in fact, it's other than waiting, I believe executing is one of the only ways to restore armor. So on the like in the PvE modes, like the horde modes and stuff, using the execute is like essential to not dying constantly.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ooh, shock grenades.
Bridge controls ahead, brother.
All right.
Oh, look at this Hydra cannons, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 40K is so cool. It's so ridiculous. It's such a social commentary that people don't understand. And yet, it's also so cool.
Look, you know, the sad truth is that sometimes fascism seems cool, right? Like, people thought the Nazis had really sweet uniforms, and it's like, yeah, kind of did, unfortunately. Don't think they're any good, but it is the case.
Yeah.
So now
let's
we
make them good people just to have cool uniforms, man. Oh, that's a lot of Tyranids. I don't have enough guns for this.
Ah, it's fine. Got swords. What's the problem?
Is this one of those things that they're just making you waste ammo for no reason?
I mean, there's a full ammo restore right over here, so...
Ow! Ow!
Like, if you're worried about ammunition, you shouldn't be, because there's a full ammo restore.
Dude, this guy keeps sniping me.
That never runs out.
I don't know how to stop this guy from sniping me.
Oh, you shoot him?
I've been shooting him.
Oh, I activated my thing. Well.
Uh-oh. I'm going to go down.
I will rescue you, brother. Where are you? You're fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm out of Medicaid. So. And that becomes a thing soon. Oh, we did okay. Right. I did not go down.
Restore my ammo. You also get the down but not out thing where, like, your squad mate can come over and help you up.
But I recall this.
If you die after that, then you are actually out. And then it's like a... In the PvE mode, it's a respawn timer. I don't know how it would work in the campaign. Hmm.
Sir, you seem to be at full strength again. Did the apothecaries identify the cause of your collapse? Focus on the mission, Sergeant.
Shut up, Gadriel.
Yeah, Gadriel. Wait, that's you.
Yeah, I know. Dude, Otto?
Gadriel seems like a narc.
Dude, he is. You are exactly right. No spoilers for what happens in this campaign, but he does seem like a narc.
Very funny.
Warp, your control room is on the other side of that door.
Well, we're trying to get to the control room, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Gotta
that was easy.
That bridge.
How could we possibly have more to do now that we've made it to the control room?
I mean, the whole point is to take that elevator up and go to that big red Mechanicus symbol up there, which I'm sure is not a problem at all.
Yeah, big red ominous symbols are fine.
It's fine.
All these dead people in here, no problem.
They have no need for the technology. They're like seeds carried by the wind.
Seeds carried by the wind. Expand. Fair enough, man.
Not sure that's the real reason, but, you know, okay. Moving here. Alright, so I think we head back forward to that bridge that we saw.
Okie dokie.
And that makes sense. Get on there.
If you see any Medicaid, let me know.
There should be some around if you look, because there's a full ammo here again.
With pleasure. Let us get to work, blessed
Bolter. Uh-oh. Nope.
When the green lines are on you, you can dodge out of the way.
Oh, God. Did it again.
That will prevent them from murderizing you as much.
Die, you pestilent wretch!
Unclear.
Man, this gun's supposed to be strong, but it is slow. Ow. We got things in the air that making explodies.
I don't like that.
Uh-oh. What is the button to dodge things again?
A is the dodge.
Yeah.
You don't dodge very far, to be clear, but it will move you out of the range of stuff. So if you wait until the like sniper beam is on you and then you hit A, you'll juke to
can't
the left.
See.
Oh, now they're over here. Okay. Oh, I'm all like poison mode. That's not great.
Yeah, the more you play, the more like, oh man, I really am thankful for the heal. Okay, I'm out of ammo.
There's got to be an ammo crate. There's here full we go. Ammo crates on both sides of the battle arena. Yeah.
Hey, we came out of that pretty well.
Yeah, we did all right. Where are we going? Oh, right here.
I don't know, but I gotta keep hitting the wrong button here. I have no idea what my ability does because I keep launching it at the wrong times.
I think I don't remember Titus's ability. It's like a.
It's the one that I think somebody else's ability makes us see yellow things.
Yeah, so that's the other guy that isn't us to
Chiron.
Yeah. I want to say that's him. I want to say mine is like a berserk, so it's like a damage bonus or something. Yours shock might be life steal. I forget exactly, to be fair. But you use it and he like glows and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it gives you life steal, which is pretty nice.
No kidding.
Yeah, because that's his Titus's ability is the one that doesn't exist in the multiplayer because it's broken.
Oh, I hope your bolts are less good in your memory.
Oh, shoot. The ground one.
Oh. Oh, you got the execute off. Good job.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way to close the gap better. You know,
the game will kind of let you stick to executes if you are like a little bit away. But yeah, doesn't really, other than running, there really isn't a way to move fast by design, I think.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Like Space Marines need some sort of balance.
Yeah. And this game is I keep talking about the Horde mode and the PvE modes, but like it's a class based shooter, really. Like
sure.
The jetpack guy is a class. The guy with the heavy automatic bolter rifle and shield is a class. The guy mm-hmm. with the sword and shield is a class, right? Like, it's. Mm-hmm. They throw some of that away here in the campaign because it's more fun to let you use all the guns, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to check this heavy bolt rifle. This looks cool.
That looks like a fun gun.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I remember this mission. This mission sucks. Oh, hey, you said you needed a heal. Here's one.
You need them? Or?
No, take it.
Okay.
So, okay, what's going to happen here is these little, like, bird things are going to grab onto these chains and we got to shoot them off.
Oh, okay, so I should get my other gun out.
Get a gun with a lot of ammo, yeah.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Okay, so you kill, like, 10 of them and they fall off.
Yeah, basically. But meanwhile, there will be other monsters like coming in and attacking us. So we have to kind of like run around and protect the chains while we're, you know, doing the rest of this.
I like that when you execute one of the big ones, it does the thing that you could stun the little dudes. Oh, this guy's broken. You can't hit him. I can't hit him.
Who?
Weird. Oops. Which chains this time?
Defend.
Oh, I see it. Okay. This is kind of similar to that other mission we did with the, like, defend the things.
Yeah, yeah, it is. The thing I'll say about this one is, it's annoying. I find missions like this annoying. Fine.
As long as the objectives are clear, I often find that like the objectives aren't clear is the part of the problem. And so you're running around looking for what you're supposed to be doing when you're in the middle of doing it, right? Instead of knowing what the hell to do.
Nope, we got chain again. this guy would stop shooting me, I would go deal with the chains. Hold on, man.
They buried the chains.
I'll come help with the chains in a second. I am executing a dude. Got another one to defend already?
Oop. Yeah, so this is now going to be the part is that, like, you will not be have a lot of time to deal with the dudes. It's going to just be, like, chain, 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 chain.
Okay. Do we have, we have one to defend or no?
Oops. Not right now.
Okay.
The like,
man, this guy takes a lot of bullets.
The squad dudes are pretty good at telling you, like, when, oh, shoot the whip.
Do we have one?
I don't see it. When it's time to defend the stuff, whatever the thing is, which is nice, but it, yeah, just missions like this are annoying, man. That's my complaint.
They take a long time is also part of the, probably the annoyance.
Yeah, that's also part of it for sure. All right. We kill all the bad guys on that one.
Which chain? Which chain? Which chain?
Yeah, which chain are we looking at here?
Okay, that one.
Yep.
Yeah, man. The automatic gun is way better than the striker gun that I had.
Yeah, for this one.
At this problem specifically.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at this one, you want an automatic rifle. You don't want, like, you know, a sniper or anything like this here.
No, that's probably why they were laying around.
Yeah. They know, you know.
Well, we did an effective job. We're just kind of standing around now. Or I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're waiting for the elevator to get up to the docking bay here, it seems like, because our objective is checked off. So, not too bad. Playing with multiple people is easier, I'll say, than the campaign when I played it by myself.
Yeah. Speaking of retcons in the 40K universe, how would you feel like if the Enterprise before Kirk had a holodeck?
Oh, man. But why?
Not to spoil the episode too much for you, but in the newest season, they are test running the holodeck on Enterprise. Yeah. Very weird, since later in, what is it, The Next Generation, Scotty goes to the holodeck with LaForge and is like, what the heck is this thing?
Right, he's like, never seen it before.
But in this one, he's like, hey, this holodeck thing's super easy, I can figure this out. Yeah, kind of strange.
Do they do something fun with it? At least
they do a holodeck episode, right?
And okay. But like, is it good?
It's fine. I have different issues with the episode that are not related to the holodeck.
Okay.
But they're long running. I don't dislike the show. I don't want to give that impression. But there's some long running. Like, why are they doing this kind of stuff going on with Strange New Worlds?
Yeah, I only just started the season. I like got through the first episode. Did you have one already? Because I have one.
I'm good. I have two.
Oh, you have two? Okay. Well, then I'm definitely taking it.
Cannot hold more.
Oh, no. Here's what you need. Come here.
Oh, come back to me. Are you back where I was?
Yeah, yeah. You didn't go far enough down this hallway.
What is that?
This is a Guardian relic.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I also have one. All right, so these things are cheat codes, man. They're like straight up a full revive, I think.
Yeah, it's an incapacitation, so you don't have to come pick me up.
Yep. Yeah, the campaign is nice.
Oh, no. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to go down there.
Yeah. You know, on the topic of the Star Trek thing.
Yeah.
I think I've just given up on that IP deciding to hold to its own canon. I think I've just decided they're not going to do it, so I should just stop caring, because they don't care.
Strange New Worlds seems to be better about it than most. I definitely am no longer... I didn't even watch the most recent season of... what was it, Discovery?
Yeah, whatever the last one of that was.
What's in here?
I don't know. Where it's here?
Oh, this way. Oh, I think it leads to the same hallway that you're in. Strange New Worlds at least seems to be somewhat cognizant.
Heck yeah.
Oh, where is it?
I'm standing on it.
Oh, I was looking for one. I figured this would be an area that would have one. I can't listen to these and talk to you and play the game.
No, that's not a thing.
To listen to them later.
But they do collect them for you later, and you can come back and listen to them. That's all ammo and stuff.
The heavy bolt rifle is kind of cool. I like it.
I'm a fan. I think we have to go.
Why can't we go in that door?
That's where we're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we got to go like down more.
Oh, I see the. I think I see it. Nope. Is that it? Yeah, I think this is it. Yeah, here we go. So, like, at the end of the episode, they're like, hey, these holodecks are not meant for ships yet, or whatever, right? This is a spoiler for you. Which really lightens the mood of the whole thing quite a bit. But it smacks of sometimes Strange New Worlds doesn't have a problem with, like, ignoring the canon as much. But it does sometimes feel like, we want to write an episode where we do this. So how do we get around the canon? And then they'll have three throwaway lines about how, you know, this, that, or the other thing is we're getting around it this way. I'm like, okay, well, why'd you have to get around it? Just find a different way.
Right. Don't write a
detective episode.
Right. Exactly.
Do we need another one of these guardian relics? Anybody?
No, you can't carry two.
Okay. Okay, we must have to go this way then. Sector D4.
Yeah.
I know this is supposed to be scary, but since we're talking through it, whatever.
Yeah, it's not really. Oh, pyre blaster. And a melta rifle.
Yeah, you should take that. I want to see what you do with it.
Take this. That's the flamer.
Okay. Yeah, that's the keep the bugs off us machine.
Yeah.
Our path is through this locked door. Look for a nearby access terminal.
Okay.
Access terminal.
Machine spirit has been disconnected. Resetting now.
Walking around, pressing buttons.
Did you find it? Oh, there's a melta rifle too.
What happened?
There went the lights.
Must be the reset.
Nope.
Listen.
They're in the walls.
Ready your bolters.
They're coming. Watch your back.
Oh, there we go. I wish we had night vision. That'd be cool.
There you go. Now you can see. Look, with the whole fire.
Power sword lets me see a little bit.
Yeah. Oops, overheated the thing. All right.
Oh, Chiron, thank you, buddy.
I know, his thing is really helpful here. Oh, there's a lictor.
All right, lictor.
There was a lictor. You completely wrecked that guy.
he disappeared in the middle of my thing, in my execute, and then came back.
Yeah, well, sucks to be him.
That was funny.
Power's back. Proceed through the door.
Oh, man. Are you watching the Alien Earth show?
No, I'm not.
They're in the walls.
It is an alien reference, though, right? Like,
yep. Uh-huh. Yep. I think Kit and I are going to have to do an episode of Carbon Scoring or something about that show. Because...
through the main hub.
That is one of the most... You're talking about worrying about canon? That is one of the most cherry-picked canon universes of all time.
Alien?
Our objective is to make them.
Like, every single show or whatever is separate about what canon is and isn't.
And they, like, all, like, live in different timelines or time zone, time eras so that they can, like, all do the things that they want, even if it doesn't make any sense.
In this one, apparently... you can chest bust out of the cryotubes. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Which isn't how it worked before, yeah.
Nope, definitely not. And yeah, there's a lot going on. And to me, it's one of those things that one of those fan theories is that, you know,
this is a Carnifex. That's a problem. I love how he says, don't get caught when it charges at you. It charges at me. I'm immediately caught.
Do we have to fight anything else at the same time?
What
do you do when it's orange? I thought you hit the button.
Dodge.
Oh,
blue okay. is the button. Orange blue is the button. Dodge.
My bad.
Orange is the unparryable. Blue is the parry. I'm actually not confident that this
what am I getting hit by?
Doing very much. It's time to switch to a better gun. This is not doing it.
I ran out of ammo in my other thing. I dodged that one.
Using crack grenade.
Alright,
so we got some fodder he mad at? Every now and then.
Oh, fodder. We're getting attacked. No, I got stuck on the wall. Oh, can we execute it?
Not yet.
Oh, it had one of those execute symbols on it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will eventually have to execute this boss, but it still has a health bar, so I didn't think it was time yet. But obviously, what do I know?
I can't see. Here we go.
Ouch.
Oop. Fodder again.
Stim. Here we go. Execute.
Reloading.
I thought a piece of that statue would offer more sport.
It was outnumbered. I once faced a Carnifex alone.
Oh, what a braggart.
I know, right?
That was sport.
Well, I am glad to share in the glory of this kill.
That did happen at the beginning of this game.
I remember. We had to drop down again?
I guess so.
Verticality, JJ. Verticality.
They got it. Is there another data slate back here? No, there is not. Just kidding.
I didn't see
just
one. A pistol. But I'm not good at spotting them, so.
Yeah, they hide them on purpose.
I am a decent fan of the heavy bolter. Whether or not it's accurate or highly damaging.
You know what?
It's a pretty effective weapon.
You can make up for the fact that it's not very accurate if there's just a lot of rounds.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'm going to get rid of this flamer for the bolt rifle. That sounds better. Get a nice little sniping.
You going to go for a snipey snipe? Oh, dead body waterfall.
It's a lot of dead guardsmen.
Ouch. Such judgment of your friends.
Oh yeah, everyone on the Imperium loves each other, right? Ow.
We never live. All
right. Who hit me from behind? That's so rude.
Special tactics ready.
Are you okay?
I am now.
Get that execute off?
Yeah, there was one of the big dudes behind me, and I didn't realize it. He was, wailing.
Saw your health dropping there.
Yeah, it did. It's okay. I still have the Guardian Relic. I'll be fine.
Door function inoperable. Adjust pathing.
Okay.
Xenos, they have us boxed in.
Said go backward.
They will soon realize.
Oh, I hit the wrong button again.
My house reload.
Wait, did it really say we have to turn around and go the other way? Okay.
Yep.
JK.
Access restored.
Said adjust your pathing.
Cleared for transit. Advanced oh. by the Omnisire's will.
Now? Now can we go this way?
Now we can
go this way. Corridor restored. Oh, now we can go this way.
Okay. We had to kill some guys and then come back.
Right. Makes sense. Not really. Yeah.
Come on, my reload.
I keep hitting the wrong button to change weapons.
It's down, right?
Yeah. I'm too, invested in, Warzone.
That's all. I'll just sigh.
Maybe they're
you make me laugh, you're gonna make
Maybe
me cough.
Not involved after all.
Oh man.
Stick to what you know, brother.
Stick to what I know, brother.
The data, as I am taught to do by the Codex Astartes.
Yeah, the sword's pretty good.
I'm sword is it. Really fun.
It's a good balance of damage and speed.
A Voltite reactor.
Takes the big guys down faster for sure.
The Thunderhammer is more fun, I think, but it also doesn't allow you to carry a big gun. So basically you can have your like your chain pistol or whatever, or your your heavy pistol.
Why are we worried about the thing melting down? Don't we want the facility to be destroyed?
We're supposed to be getting someone here, I think.
Yeah, but he's like, we gotta get data and we gotta get somebody, and then he's like, we're gonna shut that thing down because it's gonna be horrible if it blows up, but like,
We want it to blow up. Volkite reactor? I don't know what space magic that is. Oh, we
just
got cutscene.
Space magic. Right. Oh, cutscene. There we go. We must be halfway through the level.
Probably. Pray to the machine spirit.
Yeah. Screens being fuzzy is kind of weird to me. But, oh, yes.
Because the computer knows when you light the candle.
Yes. I'm sure it does.
Lieutenant Titus, Ultramarine, 2nd Company.
Enter your command.
Locate Marius Luz.
Access denied.
Aw.
Access rights granted. Establishing locus. Other acts. The city. Temple of Thassian.
Vitals are elevated.
All right.
I'll vote for a Thunderhawk.
Wait. Open file, Project Aurora.
Register intention or acquisition.
Open the file.
Open the file. Reconstruction, Graia, Drogon. Okay.
Open file, reconstruction. Brother, those are classified.
Uh-oh.
It was destroyed.
That's a Space Marine 1 situation?
Yep. Graia was the world in Space Marine 1, I believe.
And we're going to bring it back, huh? Oh.
Chekhov's reactor here.
Why are they just jumping into it?
Tyranids aren't smart, man.
Are they trying to break it? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I assume.
Oh. See? Oh, see? They are trying to destabilize it. If I just wait my turn, the game will explain it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here we go. We got people.
We're coming back to another part where I think I will want an automatic weapon and not this sniper rifle.
Even though you just picked up a sniper rifle?
Yeah. Alright, well, this has more ammo capability than that one, so I can switch. But we should get down there.
They have some sort of shield up. That was weird.
Initiate reactor shutdown. Oh, okay. I remember this. All right, yeah, we got to come
down
here.
Where are the controls? Oh, they're over there. All right, I'm on the controls. Cover me!
All right.
Okay, I hit the button. You can uncover me now. Wow, they just like throw every weapon on the ground here, huh?
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff, so guess what we're gonna do.
Uh-huh. I wonder how much ammo I'm actually wasting by firing into these big groups.
It's not zero.
You know, because I feel like the game is like the hordes of enemies through.
You know, will charge us. You know, and
yeah,
and we'll like climb over the walls, and so you're not like wasting ammo per se.
Like it's really cool that they've built these environments with like tons and tons and tons of enemies in mind. But I do wonder like how many of them are really coded to actually make it to you.
I mean, like a lot of them, right? In terms of how they like, but you know, how many of them are actually there to fight you, and how many of them are just running straight at the reactor with no thinking?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like you said, it turns out the sword is actually much better at stopping most of them than bothering to shoot.
Yeah, because if you're in a group, you just kill like six.
Yeah, you kill six one sword attack, right? Exactly. Alright. I will continue to shut down.
Sounds like. Standing by, no problem.
These shock grenades are pretty helpful, though.
I have the crack, probably, I think. Maybe I should switch to shock.
They're nice. Ooh, heavy bolt rifle.
Uh-oh, manual intervention.
Attention. Oh.
Okay.
There's a lot more.
Here we go.
The nice thing about the shock grenades is they kind of create like a little area around them, which is
sure
helpful. It is fun to try and shoot them as they climb up the walls.
I mean, I don't begrudge the design. Ooh, ow.
Well, if it craves death, we're helping, really.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just, you know, us being good, conscientious pet owners.
Oh, xanthropes.
No, don't jump in there. I'm chopping.
Ow. Ow.
We got, oh, okay, we do got, I wasn't paying attention. Oops, okay, I should probably reload my gun. Okay. This will probably work better with the Zeanthropes down.
Yeah. I tried to take him down. Wasn't very successful, failure. I guess. I'm out of grenades.
Okay.
Activate those controls now.
Activate those controls. Activated. I pushed a button.
Okay, pylon jettisoned. Reaction has ended. Entropy decay.
Oh, entropic decay, JJ.
Isn't entropic decay like all decay?
I think that is literal decay, right?
Yeah.
No sign of Tyranids.
A smell of burnt ichor is enough.
We have what we came for.
Oh, I love that word, ichor.
It's fun to say.
Yeah. If you were in a fight with somebody, the word ROW gets used. How would you say that?
A row, like where
you had a
fighting.
Row with someone, you had a fight.
Yeah, it's a row.
I've heard Rao before.
Were they British?
Is that a Britishism?
I feel that saying the word row as Rao is British.
I thought row was like row a boat and Rao was the fight with somebody else.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever had a distinction between those two. I thought it was just row in both cases.
Oh.
Well, as linguists, you've heard it here first on the We Were Gamers podcast.
Yeah. Well, we finished a mission.
Yeah.
That's good.
Lieutenant, what did you see in those Mechanicus files? A record of extreme foolishness. Explain. You may direct that request to our captain.
Oh.
This is probably a good
I'm not going to tell you.
To stop.
What's that? Yeah. And we can finish this little cutscene here so we don't have to do it again later.
Trigger the weapon. The results could be catastrophic.
Oh, no.
And what makes you suddenly an expert in Mechanicus research?
I wish since I had all the helmets turned off, it would, like, clip the helmet to the belt.
On a planet named Grya, a traitor by the name of Nemroth called it a fragment of the Dark God's power. It almost destroyed the planet.
No.
Titus.
Why would they only have one dark god, though?
Approved by the Primarch. And here are you, talking of Grya, of all places. Captain, if Chaos is here, if they get their hands on this thing. Enough!
Look at how many studs I got, dude. You have one stud, and I got four.
Yeah.
You should listen to me.
Did you get a location for Luz?
Aye, sir. Then get down there and find him!
Gabriel snitching again.
Yeah. No, that's Chiron, isn't it?
No, Chiron's the African-American guy.
Oh.
Or I guess African-Spacian. I don't know. The dark guy. Gadriel. Sorry, not Gabriel. I called him Gabriel.
All right. Cut it there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I stop this thing?
Okay. I'm going to stop my recording, too. Recording saved. Awesome.
All right. It's only 20 gigs.
20 gigs? Well, should we do an outro?
Yeah, sure. We could do that.
Yeah. So we don't have people listening to our chit chatter about how this actually works as we explore streaming more and more. Not streaming, I guess, but recordings. Space Marine's fun, dude.
This is a good game.
I'm a big fan of it. I should play it more single player so we could play the other modes, but I do enjoy us playing it together also.
Yeah, the co-op is fun, and it is a great campaign, so I really enjoy that they allow it to be co-op the whole way through. And the co-op modes are fun too, but, you know, it's a little more just take these mechanics and, you know, dial up the difficulty a little bit.
My NVIDIA cording did work the whole time, so that's exciting, and this was exciting, and I don't know when people will hear this. This will be when we have a little break, I think, and then we'll be back. So whatever version of We Were Gamers, whatever episode number this is, thanks for joining us for Space Marine.
Yeah, good to see y'all. Come on back next week.
If you didn't watch it on YouTube, what are you doing?
Yeah, hey, check it out. And if you want to get at us and tell us about, like, the good stuff in Space Marine that we're not getting to, or, like, cool things in 40K that we don't know about, you can send those to podcast@wewaregamers.com.
Until then, long live the Imperium. It's hard to say nowadays, man.
No, look, what's important is you got to support your brothers, okay?
That's true. Okay, good point. Yeah, it is about brotherhood.
That's right.
For sure. Also, you know, they could throw some more of those Sisters of Battle in there. What is the new official name of the Sisters of Battle? They've changed it.
Something weird, yeah. It's like sorority something, right?
Sororita.
Yeah.
Adepta Sororita.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I'm glad they have it as an option. They should.
Look, you know, I think the only game that the Sisters of Battle have been in has been Dawn of War 1.
Adeptus Sorority, really? That's the only one they've been in?
They haven't been in any of the other ones that I'm aware of. I mean, maybe they show up as a character every now and then, but, like, that's it. think.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. That's the only one I can think of.
They're freaking Imperial Guard with power armor. I don't understand why they're not in more stuff.
Makes the shrugging motion.
What edition of 40K are they on now?
God knows. Do they even know?
Yeah, they know. Don't. I am glad they have left behind the era that we played in, which was like new edition every couple years because we have to. It was like every 3 years they did a cadence.
It was getting silly.
Or it was probably even more than that. It was like initially the game came out and it was like every 6 or 7 years. And then it was like every 4 years. And then it was like every 2 years. And I think they've moved it back to every 3 years now. They're on 10th edition.
Okay.
So 11th will probably be next year or something like that.
Yeah.
Are there 10th edition Adeptus Sororita? That's what I need to know.
Well, if you want to know if there are 10th edition Adeptus Sororitas and you actually know, why don't you email us? And you can let us find out.
Yeah, let me know. I'm curious to know.